Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Halloween to you. John Lopez in tow, as always. I'm Reginald Datatula and then Figgy Fig on the ones and twos, including you. As we always enjoy having you, particularly on a football Friday, on a Halloween football Friday at that. Appreciate you rocking with us. The number to text to get involved with the program, 713-572-4610. And I ask you to do that now as in honor of spooky season. What about Houston sports scares you the most at this moment? Again, 713-572-4610.
Very interactive show today, huh? Let's make it very interactive, including with this one. What about Houston sports scares you? I tend to just sort of default to football, and that's it.
But you can go anywhere that you want.
You can go anywhere you want. Mm-hmm. But there's a couple of things that make me raise an eyebrow with the Rockets, raise an eyebrow with the Astros a little bit.
Now, how far are we going with stuff that scares us?
It's open. It's open to interpretation.
I'm like, can we use the I word? Is it possible to use the I word whenever talking about some certain players?
Oh yeah.
I'm not superstitious in that way, but I can't say that the
I ain't want to go too far.
Mm-hmm. I can't say that the listenership won't be a little superstitious.
Mine is very straightforward, very very nuts and bolts. The guy probably by now thinks I don't like him, but
you don't.
I do.
I don't even know who you're talking.
He can be fun, but what if Nick Caserio just never gets it right on the offensive line?
Yeah.
It's never.
Because that is deeply scary.
Yeah.
Because we know there hasn't been a good team that's won a Super Bowl with a bad offensive line.
Because you can talk about, you know, all the you know, being disciplined and staying on time and the Patriots offense and defense complementing the offense. And that's all great, you know, hopefully the majority of the time. But ultimately, you got to have an offensive line, man.
Especially pursuant to what we were just talking about. I think it's been a conversation at times. I don't know that I have a good pulse on where everybody stands, but I would probably venture the guess that more people than not believe that CJ has what's capable to get to get things done here.
I agree.
Now, of course, that is just basic majority. I don't know that I want to say there's a super majority or whatever of people that believe that. However, I imagine that it's just a basic majority of people believe in CJ Stroud's ability. Mm-hmm. That is always going to be neutered by a offensive line that's not capable of doing what they need to. Even if it's just you can't run the ball consistently, so it's all throwing the football, and then that mitigates things for you as well.
And I'm curious on you and Figgy because our listeners, 713-572-4610 is the number to text in. Of course, Twitch and YouTube as well. Because I think what happens when you never get it right, when you go back to the retreads, you know, to put it bluntly.
Appreciate the spooky music.
And all that, yeah. You're always could be good, but I don't think you're ever going to be great. You know?
Yeah.
I think you'll always be good. And we've read that book here, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. Yeah. One of the things I'm hoping is that the Arriante Ursary is like the first step.
Maybe.
It's going to be difficult for you to entirely revitalize an offensive line immediately. And I think we're still in a place where we believe that that's a good pick, like long term. Mm-hmm. Obviously, in the immediate term, there's still things to be seen. But long term, I think we all kind of agree with that. I'm with this person for the 361. This is one of the ones I thought about. And I know you defaulted to football. I actually defaulted to baseball. From the 361, they talked about something particular. Actually, I want to mention something that came in on the YouTube page because it's the larger portion of this, which is afraid that this is kind of. We've seen the end of the Astros run.
That was on
and
my
that
list.
You're on the back side of it.
Yeah.
For me, I think even highlighting that more, I'm afraid of these Jordan injuries because he's supposed to be.
That's the I word. I were kind of confused when I said
no,
the
I but
word.
I got there eventually. Like I said, I'm not superstitious, but I think we've seen enough that even if you were superstitious, you wouldn't think that I did that. Like there's enough injuries that Jordan has dealt with at this point. And he's supposed to be a foundational piece of what you're doing mm-hmm. on top of like in the really short term next year, because of the way that he is and because of where Jose Altuve is, you got a log jam at DH.
Yep.
And then even if you were, which of those do you play in the field? That's neither of them are guys that you really are super excited about playing in left field. Like I'm kind of scared about how mm-hmm. they figure out the log jams with this roster in the short term and how, you know, the guys that you depend on, the guys that are foundational, just like you saw this year, they can be gone in an instant, and then that changes the entire dynamic of what your team's supposed to be.
Go ahead and say the I word, Figgy.
The I word. So I ain't going to go to the I word yet. But y'all talked about Nick Caserio and all that stuff, possibly getting, maybe not getting it right and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little scared that you see how we kind of criticized Nick Caserio a little bit where, you know, he's not getting it right and all that stuff.
Right.
I'm a little scared that one CJ Stroud might look kind of side with us a little bit, like, man, he ain't getting it right, man.
Oh yeah, that's a good option.
I'm a little worried that he might not be as happy. Mm-hmm. He seemed super happy now, especially from that last
this week.
This week he seemed very happy. Yeah. So I'm very confident now, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking like, man, what if he's not really happy with how he's being protected mm-hmm. as far as the offensive line and bringing in playmakers and all this other stuff, and most importantly, not really getting where we want to get.
Yeah,
I'm just scared that he might not be as happy.
No, that's fair. And we, with the Astros, mine is a little more just sort of basic because we're already spoiled. I'm worried that it's over.
Well,
that it's just
over. What?
Like the run is over.
That run, I think
we'll never get back to that run.
Well, that it's gonna start anew. You know, by the way, they released their, or I shouldn't say released, their farm director moved on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On today.
Yeah.
There's news of that he moved on to...
Was it Arizona?
I think it was Arizona,
Because I just saw it. Yes,
yeah.
He will join... actually, not Arizona. St. Louis.
That's it.
Joins the Cardinals farm system.
So there were already a lot of turnover. And, of course, you mentioned Altuve. Obviously, Jordan's injuries, history, and all that.
Well, actually, if you're talking about injuries in the Astros, what if, like, in this whole, spirit of spooky season... What if the changes to the medical staff does not fix it? Like, what if this is just like you are cursed as an organization?
Yeah. That's spooky.
That's a long term.
Right? Like, that's the real scary. It's like, it don't matter who was in there doing the job. You actually are just going to have these injuries.
Are you guys scared that possibly Jeremy Pena might be the next one that they don't want to sign up to a long term deal?
Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was gonna say because
that's probably
kind of
the one that's coming up a little bit, right?
100% He's got what, 2 more years of control. So after this season, he very much could be in that.
And he
play.
Got a then he who is his agent?
Does he also have Boris?
I think he just got Boris, right?
He switched.
I want to say he just got Boris because remember they was in some little contract negotiations. It didn't go through. I think he might have hired. I can't remember.
Yeah,
but I'm kind of scared of that a little bit.
I mean,
he had a good year last year.
Great year.
Yeah.
He had the jump. Like, he took the leap that we were hoping for a couple years back, right, when you saw him really perform in the World Series. So, yeah, or in the entire of that postseason, if we're going to be entirely honest. So, yeah, now he is in that place where we start talking about the borders. And, yes, he is with that Boris Corporation agency. So, that adds another layer
of
buffer.
That's scary. That's another whole
Scott
scary
Boris
right
scary.
There. Yeah.
Right. That adds another buffer
that's
between
Michael Myers, pretty much.
The way that the Astros want to go about their free agency, but then also the way that, you know, so, yeah. I asked this question, and we hadn't actually had it as a topic, but it was one that I was kind of sitting on and thinking about. Do you think the Astros will ever be Rockies bad or 2012 bad again once the window closes? And that's a fear for me. Well, like, I understand that is what sets you up to go through, you know, 2017 and on, or 2016, 2017 and on. But I'm not going to lie. Those are rough times.
Those are rough times. The crazy thing is, maybe this is the scariest thing. I don't think that's an altogether awful question.
Yeah.
Because my gut tells me, no, they'll never be that bad. But keep in mind, you know, there's a lot of turnover in the organization right now, whether it's pitching coaches, hitting coaches, farm director we just talked about, other people. There's that. How good really is Dana Brown? Because that's ultimately what determines whether you're going to be that bad.
Do you feel like Jim Crane kind of have a say in this too?
Does he have too much say?
Yeah.
The whole backwell.
I'm just
kind of
curious.
Well, he's the man bankrolling it, so I think he has about the right.
No, but I'm saying in terms of actual day to day, making moves.
But is he the type of owner that's like, hey, let me spend a little money to be competitive, or is he that owner that's like the Guardians owner that's just trying to be cheap and don't really care about winning like that?
Yeah, no, that's fair.
That's possible. I want to be like, but you've seen the investment. You've seen investment here in spots, I guess, really concerted efforts in certain places. But that window was open, though. Yeah.
If the window is closed, are you trying to, you know, sign certain players to win?
Yeah, and I think that the larger umbrella thing for me with the Astros is I am afraid of summers without good baseball.
Yeah.
Right? Because summers.
That's going to be a long
summers
summer,
without
man.
Good baseball are real rough, man.
Mm-hmm.
No basketball, no foot. I mean, you got training camp and all that stuff.
It's been a long time since we had summers without good baseball, baby. Mm-hmm. And that makes a very big difference. Some other ones that have come in here on the text line, Joel on the Twitch said, my mind went straight to Durant. I think that's also I words.
That's where my first thought was. That's why I brought up the I words.
Although I do feel good about this one that came in, still with Durant from the 281. Scared KD isn't motivated to win a championship. See, that one, I'm not worried about that. That one looks pretty clear.
I will say, as far as the I word, I feel better that he got an extension. Mm-hmm. So this ain't going to be no 1 year thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, if he do get hurt, hopefully he don't. But if he do get hurt, you know, you still got next year.
All right, let me take a note. I want to circle back around and get more people's feelings on what they are currently scared of most when it comes to Houston sports. Appreciate you getting involved, though, here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. In fact, coming up next, let's go full question of the day. What's your Halloween hot take that you're willing to – it's a hill that you're willing to die on? 713-572-4610. Let's lean fully into the Halloween of it all next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.